Dearly beloved in Christ, in this Sunday's epistle, we have an example of the virtue of humility by St. Paul. The saint declares that he is the least of the apostles and does not deserve to be called an apostle. But by the grace of God, he says, I am what I am. St. Francis of Assisi said something similar. You are what you are in the sight of God, nothing more, nothing less. That is true humility, to realize what you are in the sight of God. In today's gospel, we have an example of humility as well. In fact, it was our Lord himself who gave us the example. Toward the end of the gospel, we read that Jesus told the ones whom he had cured not to tell anyone else about the miracle. And what do? They go their way, and unable to contain their joy, they begin to tell everyone about how they were cured by Jesus, and they praised him highly, saying that he did all things well. And at first, we might be tempted to be indignant at those who were cured. Jesus, God himself, heals them of their speech impediments, their inability to hear, and performs many other miracles, and in return asks only that they don't tell anyone. But Cornelius Lapide says that this was not a strict order, and so they did not sin in disobeying our Lord's bidding. Of course, Jesus, being God, knew that they would spread the word far and wide. But our Lord wanted to give us an example of being humble in our work, especially when we are doing the work of God. By having that humility in our work, we are directing the glory to God. To explain, I wanted to read directly from the commentary that Cornelius Lapide gave us. He says, he charged them that they should tell no man. This was not properly a command involving a fault if disobeyed, but merely a token of good manners and modesty, that indeed he might signify he would not make a parade of his miracles, or by their means obtain the vain glory of men. Wherefore, they did not commit sin who nevertheless revealed the miracles to others. Wherefore, it follows, the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal did they publish it. We are taught by this, says Theophylact, that when we confer benefits, we should not seek for applause therefrom. But when we have received any benefits from others, we should praise our benefactors, even though they may be unwilling to be praised. In last Sunday's gospel, we had another and somewhat more striking indication of the necessity of humility when Jesus was in the company of the Pharisees and saw that many of them boasted of their good deeds and how they despised others, and he gave them this parable. Two men went up into the temple to pray. The one was a Pharisee, the other a publican. And the Pharisee stood proudly and prayed by himself, thus, O God, I thank thee that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this publican. I fast twice in the week, and I give the tithes of all I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift his eyes up toward heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I say to you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, because everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. Our Lord could not have given us a more pointed example of the necessity of humility in prayer. The publican who humbled himself before God went down to his house justified. The Pharisee was not, because he prayed with pride. God will find a way to keep us humble if we try to puff ourselves up. The higher we rise in pride, the farther we have to fall, the more painful the impact. But it is for our own good, and sometimes we may find ourselves asking why this or that happened when we, quote-unquote, didn't deserve it, or why God hasn't answered our prayer when we think that he should have. But we should ask ourselves, have we been acting through pride, or did we pray as the publican, or did we pray as the Pharisee? Humility is a virtue with a twofold basis. That is, it consists of both justice and truth. As St. Paul said, I am what I am in the sight of God. That was justice and truth. He saw that in justice, all that he was or had belonged to God, and in truth, all the faults and sins he had were his own doing. Justice demands that we give all honor, glory, and worship to God, and truth makes us see that as sinners, we truly deserve all the punishments that we receive. And this can be a hard truth to swallow, though, because we naturally shrink from suffering. But with humility, our eyes are open to the truth, and we see that not only do we deserve it, but also that it is a great grace from God that we are able to suffer for his sake and to amend our ways on earth. Imagine if we had no suffering here, and all we could do was wait until we died to expiate our crimes in the fires of purgatory. Then surely we would say to God, why have you not given us the chance to expiate our sins here on earth, where it is so much easier to suffer? But God has given us this opportunity, and let us take advantage of it. The world despises the virtue of humility, and looks down on the humble as if they were fools. But would it not be foolish to be proud in the sight of Almighty God, who has given us all that we have, and has created us out of nothing? To lift up our heads in pride as Lucifer did before God and say, I will not serve, that is foolishness at its finest. But how can we know if we are humble or proud? Well, if we are proud, then oftentimes we have a very low opinion of those who are humble. We think very little of humility, and we would rather have everyone notice our good qualities, all the good that is in us, that nevertheless has all come from God. And we would often pray as the Pharisee with pride and contempt. But there are a few telltale signs that Saint Benedict has given us to tell if we have the virtue of humility. And he enumerates 12 signs, or 12 degrees, as he calls them. Number one is the fear of God, by which we avoid all sin. That is a healthy fear of God. Obedience to the will of God. Obedience to our superiors, for religious, for the love of God. Patience, obedience in the face of trials and sufferings. Telling our secret faults to those in charge with honesty and trust. Telling our secret faults and failings in confession with honesty. Willing to accept servile work and privations because we deserve them. Avoiding doing anything extraordinary to get attention. Silence. Moderation of laughter, reserve in our conversations, modesty of behavior, and finally, to consider oneself sincerely as the lowest of men. And with this last one, we are reminded of St. Paul's words in today's epistle, for I am the least of the apostles, and not worthy to be called an apostle. We should then, dear friends in Christ, daily ask God for the virtue of humility, for the grace to see that we are nothing without God, and that all good things, spiritual and corporal, come from Him. There is no virtue more pleasing to God than humility. If we have humility, we will possess all the other virtues as well, for humility is the root and the base of all the other virtues. Even if we are great sinners, we have the certainty that if we repent of our sins with humility, God will forgive us. With humility, all things are possible, and our crosses become light and easy to bear, because God loves the humble, but he rejects the proud. Jesus himself gave us this assurance when he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall see God." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.